This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ummah together as family, with the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi.
إن الحمد لله والشكر لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وبعد. There's a famous hadith which we hear often, in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, خيركم, the best of you, من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. This hadith was narrated by Uthman ibn Affan. So Uthman heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. The one that narrates it from Uthman ibn Affan is a person by the name of Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami. And Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami heard this from Uthman ibn Affan, learned the Quran, and then sat there teaching it for some 4 decades. Like, he gave his life to it. And when narrating the hadith, he says, this is what has made me sit here for this time. Because it's a big thing. It's not, you know, a good Muslim is this. It's khayrukum, the best of you. By the word of the Rasul, the best of you, of the Ummah, is the one who learns the Quran and then teaches it. So he says, this is what has kept me on my seat all these years. And most of the asanid of the recitations go through this man, Uthman ibn Affan. Now there's another hadith, similar wording, but one which we don't pay as much attention to. And it is narrated from our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, who says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خيركم, the best of you, خيركم لأهله, is the best to his wife or family. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي, and I am the best to my family, as in the best to my wives. Similar wording, the best of you are those who are best to their families, meaning their wives. And imagine if we had shown the dedication that Abu Abdurrahman had shown to taking that verse and taking that hadith and dedicating the rest of his life to trying to accomplish the outcome of that hadith. And imagine each one of us here had dedicated our lives to fulfilling this hadith here. Our predecessors did it. They did it beautifully. There's a story of the Salaf. There was a man. His wife developed a skin affliction. You know, it started to have marks on the skin. And the man noticed that the wife feels self-conscious in his presence. You know, tries to cover it and feels uncomfortable. So to try to alleviate the suffering of his wife, you know, to take away this burden of presentation. One day he came home, pretended he had an accident, and he pretended he's blind. You know, I can't see. So for the rest of his days, he was blind. For the rest of her days, he was blind. When she died and they buried him, and they buried her, the man was walking around fine and helping out. So the person asked, he goes, uncle, weren't you blind? He said, no, son, my wife had a skin affliction and she used to feel shy in my presence. So for her sake, I pretended to be blind all these years. Like, it became a life choice of his. Like, it wasn't just at home. He was blind everywhere. Why? Because they learned that the best of you are the best to their wife. And one of the verses we recited tonight, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and of his signs, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that he created for you from your own self spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you can find peace and solace with her, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, in amidst you he has instilled or put a bond of compassion and mercy. And it is so sacred that even in times of difficulty, in divorce is a colossally difficult time, may Allah Rabbul Izzah ease and the burden of one and all. It is a difficult time, but even at that time, the instructions of Allah Rabbul Izzah is وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and don't forget benevolence amidst yourselves. Like even when you're divorcing, be kind, be gracious, be pleasant. And my dear brothers and sisters, in a time where divorce rates are rising, there's a famous saying in English, it says that when elephants fight, the grass gets trampled upon. So when two adults go through a divorce, if they don't exhibit the required maturity and emotional intelligence and wisdom, the kids are the ones that suffer. So it is in your interest religiously, and it is in your interest strategically, to when it comes to an end, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah give you joyous lives until you meet Him, when it comes to an end, to end amicably and be pleasant and be accommodating to one another and supportive of one another, because both of you have gone through that difficulty. And ensure that although not an ideal situation, but that the kids are still looked after and they're still a priority. May Allah Rabbul Izzah bless you and guide you and guard you. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make the wives good for their husbands, and the husbands good for their wives, and the children good to their parents, and the parents good to the children. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah honor you in both the worlds. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتِ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ. وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
It's the day of Eid, celebrate and see the Ummah together as family. It's the day of Eid, celebrate and see the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi.